Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article on Her Majesty's Secret Service novel. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics pulled straight from the vast treasure trove of Wikipedia. Today, we're going to explore a gem from the world of espionage fiction on Her Majesty's Secret Service, a novel by the legendary Ian Fleming, first published in 1963. All right, let me give you a quick overview before we delve into the details. On Her Majesty's Secret Service is the 10th novel in the James Bond series, which continues the thrilling adventures of the British secret agent James Bond, also known as Agent 007. So why is this novel particularly significant in the Bond series? For starters, it's the book where we see a more personal side of James Bond. Up until this point, Bond had been portrayed as the quintessential bachelor spy, invulnerable and emotionally detached. Yet here we see him falling deeply in love and even contemplating marriage. That's a considerable shift from the cool, calculating agent we're used to. The story begins with Bond meeting a captivating and troubled woman named Contessa Teresa Tracy DiVincenzo. Their paths cross somewhat dramatically on the beach where she tries to drown herself. Bond naturally steps in to save her, marking the beginning of a complex relationship. Tracy's character is notable not just because of her influence on Bond, but also due to her own multifaceted background. She's intelligent, beautiful, and tragically flawed, making her a compelling counterpart to Bond. Bond's romantic involvement with Tracy leads him into an alliance with her father, Marc-Ange Draco, who happens to be the head of a powerful European crime syndicate. Draco wishes for Bond to marry Tracy, believing that Bond's influence could help her regain stability in her life. It's a win-win situation. Bond agrees, partly out of genuine affection for Tracy, and partly because of the valuable intelligence Draco can offer in his ongoing quest to take down the infamous supervillain, Ernst Stavro Blofeld. Speaking of Blofeld, he's the head of the global criminal organization Spectre, and a recurring nemesis for Bond. In On Her Majesty's Secret Service, Blofeld is at it again, this time hiding in the Swiss Alps under the guise of a scientific research facility. His latest nefarious plot involves biological warfare. He's developing a virus that could wipe out entire livestock populations, potentially leading to economic chaos across Europe. Bond's mission requires him to infiltrate Blofeld's lair, which is disguised as the Pease Gloria Allergy Research Institute. Posing as Sir Hilary Bray, a genealogist, Bond aims to confirm Blofeld's identity and gather intelligence. This part of the novel is filled with meticulous details about Bond's undercover work and the suspenseful atmosphere of the snowy alpine setting. It's a classic example of Fleming's ability to blend high-stakes action with forensic-level intrigue. While Bond is at Pease Gloria, he uncovers the extent of Blofeld's scheme and manages to signal for a rescue operation. However, things take a tragic turn. After Blofeld escapes, Bond proposes to Tracy, and they hastily get married. Their happiness is short-lived, though, as Blofeld and his accomplice, Irma Bunt, ambush the newlyweds, resulting in Tracy's death. This devastating ending sets a dark tone, showing the heavy personal costs that come with Bond's line of work. It's a stark reminder that even the greatest spies aren't immune to heartbreak and loss, giving Bond a more human dimension that was, until then, rarely explored. This event impacts Bond profoundly in subsequent novels and adaptations, adding a layer of depth to his character. Now let's talk about some of the broader themes and the cultural impact of the novel. One significant theme is the vulnerability of modern society to unseen threats, exemplified through Blofeld's biological warfare plot. In today's world, with ongoing debates about biosecurity and pandemics, this theme remains eerily relevant. Also, the novel's exploration of Bond's emotional life opens up discussions around masculinity and vulnerability. How does a figure like James Bond, known for his resilience and stoicism, cope with personal loss? It's a question that challenges the traditional portrayal of male heroes in fiction, and perhaps invites readers to consider the complexities of their own emotional experiences. For our listeners who might not have read the book or seen the movie adaptation, this novel was famously adapted into a film in 1969, starring George Lazenby as Bond. What are your thoughts on this more vulnerable side of Bond? Do you appreciate the emotional depth this story adds to his character? And how do you think this changes our perception of Bond as a cultural icon? To further illustrate how impactful this novel is, let me share a little real-life anecdote. In one of my favorite interviews, former CIA operative Valerie Plame pointed out how Fleming's portrayal of intelligence work, although romanticized, inspired many real-life agents. She mentioned that seeing Bond's vulnerabilities in On Her Majesty's Secret Service was particularly striking because it mirrored the genuine, often unspoken hardships faced by people in the world of espionage. Before we wrap up, I'd like to encourage you to dive into the full article on Wikipedia to explore more about the plot, characters, and themes of On Her Majesty's Secret Service. There's plenty more to uncover about the book's creation, its place in the Bond canon, and its lasting impact. Remember, each James Bond novel offers more than just intrigue and action. They provide a snapshot of the cultural and political climates of their times, wrapped in engaging storytelling. As you read, consider what these stories say about our society, then and now. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. Stay curious and keep exploring the world of knowledge, one Wikipedia article at a time. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day on Her Majesty's Secret Service novel. Thanks for listening. See you next time.